So we have to decide what to do till the end of this month. And I think the best noise, which could be till the second half, is like a second half of the noise we were in beforehand. It is about Rikus HaMachshove. Because that sounds like the opposite direction than what we had beforehand, which is Simcha, and you think from all the sides, and Rikus HaMachshove, which are concentrated. So concentration, that is a thing which is very needed, and one has to know how to do that. How to think in a way that the Machshove shouldn't just run away. Yeah? That's a thing which in today's society, there are several reasons for that, we'll see it. In today's society, that's very difficult. People have no concentration span, when you want to say it like this. They are not able to think because of that. They can't really think in a way that they think around about one topic more than, and now it comes out it's a half a minute or something like this, and then the head walks away. So this is the challenge which we had in this Vat. We want to work on Rikus HaMachshove. So there's another reason for that, what you asked before, it is because always the work which was done in these weeks, Shevovim, you know, Shemois, Shevoi, Raboi, B'Shalachis, U'Mishpotim, Terumot Etzavi, that's Ivor Yor, the work which was done in these weeks was always Rikus HaMachshove. That was Rabbi Yisrael, that he tried to think about one topic in these weeks, that he should think about one topic by Meshach more than a full day, you know, I think about 30 hours or 40 hours, something like this, till he fainted. That's what Rabbi Yisrael did. It's you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't try to do it, because you will not faint. You know? So it's not a good idea to try to do it. But that's what he was working. He was working on Rikus HaMachshove. And he was working with Rikus HaMachshove. Rabbi Yeruchim spoke about that. The Alter von Köln speaks about Shevovim in that sense. Rikus HaMachshove, that's the point of Shevovim. So it is a good time to work on it, out of several other reasons too. It's not my opinion, but it's a good topic. And the topic is normally Matzliach, when you will work, you'll see that your concentration span, when you want to say it like this, or your ability to be concentrated in thinking, that means Rikus HaMachshove, will grow. It's nearly inevitably, you know, it will grow. You know, you have now a possibility to do that for half a minute, that's what normal goes on. It's for me amazing that how can that be that you are learning and you are a mentore and you are able to concentrate only for half a minute. That's not so clear. What does that mean? It's like when you are a sandlar and you have no hands. Same thing, no? That means you have no kelim, you know, you have no eivorim to do it. So normally when you learn with your head. Normal? No? So when you learn with your head, so the head has a possibility that he should be concentrated on the learning. So no, he can't, and I can't concentrate. So what do you do? That's for me a riddle. I ask people, how long can you concentrate? And everyone answers me, it's between half a minute and a minute. Yeah, well, I was too sick to talk. And I learned. Okay, so that's the riddle. That we have to concentrate. So we have to be careful. I don't speak now about learning dafka. It's a question of concentrating in thinking. Yeah? Rikus HaMachshove. But we'll have it. First, I want to show a very basic thing in this Rikus HaMachshove. And why is it connected to Shevovim? Today, in these days, Shevovim, and I walk out down the street, and then you see that Shevovim, you do all different kind of things, you know. You do all the kind of things, which that's good, you know. There are different heritages and different ways to work, you know. But for sure, the way the yeshivas worked was not through any pidyon from Tanesim, and not through any saying Shemus, and through any long chazoros hashatz. No, that's not the way in the yeshivas they worked on that. They worked simply on Rikus HaMachshove. That was the work. But why has Rikus HaMachshove anything to do with Shevovim? Why is that? And without lofty reasons, you know, that it's all true, it's all true. But without lofty reasons, we should say, it's big things, and you know, Chet Lokem HaRishon, and Kolos Mitzrayim, and no, very simple. I want to have a simple shot. Okay? So now, let's see. It was like this. Lo'ilom, Rikus HaMachshove, when we want to be concentrated, that's not technique, that's not a technique. We don't want to have a technical way of trying that our head shouldn't go away. No. Rikus HaMachshove is the first tool you have to build your world of Kedusha. That's the first tool. Because the world of Kedusha is a world of Ruchnius. And the world of Ruchnius means that your Koyach HaRuchni, which that is your Machshove, your Koyach HaRuchni is able to work as a pillar. Yeah? And it's something to rely on. And when your Koyach HaMachshove is not something to rely on, you will be lacking in your building of Kedusha. Okay? So it's not a technique. It's not a technical way. It's also not a way which you have a more efficient way to solve any problems. No, we will speak about that. Rikus HaMachshove has nothing to do with solving any problems. You have no kashas and no tirutzim, and still you are merukas. Still your machshove is merukas. The machshove is not merukas because there is a teretz you have to reach. There is a topic to think about, to be misboinen in, to think about. Rikus HaMachshove is something much deeper than to solve any problem. So we are not looking for training our head to solve problems. We are not looking to make our head being focused on one thing and not trying to see anything else. Yeah, that's a technical thing. No, we are not. We want to build a world of Kedusha. This building of the world of Kedusha, that's what is Rikus HaMachshove. And now, this is the common denominator between the Rikus HaMachshove and the Golus Mitzrayim. Golus Mitzrayim, all these parshas, Shmoyis, Vayera, Boivish, Arachis, Mishpotim, and Terumah Tzavim, this year, those are parshas which are there of a building of the Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha, this tremendous organism of Kedusha, which is called Klal Yisrael, was built in these parshas. Yeah? Shmoyis, Vayera, Boivish, Arachis, Mishpotim. And they were built in a way that they reached in the end, they reached Hashroas Hashchina. That means the building of the Ruchnius. That's the point of these parshas. And the building of the Ruchnius in a personal way, in your way, means that your Machshove is Merukas. Okay? But it's a very central concept in our work, that our Rikus HaMachshove is a part of our building Kedusha. It's not a question of a technique, Bilvat. For example, when you have a technique, then if a technical thing about Rikus HaMachshove, I could make a very simple Kabbalah, you know? A simple Kabbalah is that you have to make Cheshbonos in your head. You have to be conscious when you make 71 or 73 times 57, whatever it is, yeah? So there you have to make that cheshbon. It's not so difficult, but you can do it, you know? Then you have to make that. But when in the middle of your cheshbon you think about glida, then the cheshbon is gone. Yeah? But this is not what I want. Because I don't want that Rikus HaMachshove means that there is a thread going on and you have to keep up this thing, otherwise you'll lose it. That's not the point. It's a maile ruchnis. Rikus HaMachshove is a maile ruchnis. It's not a technique that you have to keep on the thing and you can't leave it. No. It's a maile ruchnis that you are a person which your machshove is a strong aver, which this strong aver is able to stand firm with the topic you want to think about. Yeah? That's what your machshove is. So it's not because there's no possibility to leave it, because otherwise you could make it very simple, you know, you make sort of two digits times 2 gigas, and then 3 times 3, and it depends on you. Then you go 4, and then you go 5, and then you really have to be concentrated, because then you have to make, you know how to make this cheshbon. You have to take it first, and then put it in your memory, and you take the second and put it in the memory, and then the third and put it in memory, and then you put that back, put the other one back, and put the other one back, and then two all together, and then you have to chay. You have to chay. But you have to be concentrated to do that. And then in the middle, you will think about something else. So you're gone. But that doesn't build any kedusha. That's a simple technique. You know? There's another reason for that too. You know? Perhaps you know that. That there are people which are definitely not normal. And they can make cheshbonis on Ashir. Eh? Savant, you call that. There's people which are autistic. They are definitely not normal. They're not normal. They're not normal people before all. But they can make cheshbonis from 17 digits times 15 digits. They can do that. People are very impressed by that. I'm not so impressed. I go to the zoo. I'm not so impressed by an elephant, you know. It's like about Birol made an elephant, so he made these people, you know. But I don't think that's so impressive. It's a modern zah. But I don't want to be one like this. But there's no not normal person which is able to think in the way we will describe. There's no one. So I want to have a rikus amachshava for normal people, not one which I share with abnormal idiots, okay? I don't want that. Eh? I don't want that. I want a very normal brain, a very normal rikus. So when you think rikus means, rikus amachshava means that you are making these cheshbonis and trying to make a cheshbonis and not lose the thread of the cheshbonis, you are just in one category with these people which are definitely not normal. I don't want to be in that category. And lo munyan bezeh. I want to be in a category of people which are thinking and creative thinking and are misboinen and are very normal people. And that, there, you need a rikus amachshava which is entirely different than this technique, okay? So we are not going for that technique. We are also not going for a solving of a problem. We'll try to build a world of kedusha through our rikus amachshava. And now, when we have the parallel to the Mitzrayim, to the Golus Mitzrayim, this parallel to the Golus Mitzrayim will teach us a first lesson. A first lesson which is very interesting. What is needed? What's the first step of the Binyan of Kedusha? What's the first step? So the first step in Binyan of Kedusha is, Lefidaiti is, there's a Kiddush this year, I don't know. I said that to a big Talmid Chacham, they had Hanoi out of that. So I don't know if it's a Raya or not, but I think there's something to it. Chazal, when they describe the Golus Mitzrayim, they give all different kind of mesholim. Yeah? So one of them is a Kur HaBarzel. That's the Pasuk says. Kur HaBarzel means there is an oven where you put in the silver, and then the silver will get clean because of the heat of the oven. That was Mitzrayim. I understand that. That means it was hurting, it was hot, it was burning, it was gefährlich, but in the end you came out clean. Very nice. I understand that. Huh? It's a good marshal. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. But then the Chazal say, no. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they were ke'ubo b'mei imoy. They were like an embryo in the womb of the mother. No. No, that makes no sense, no? Why does a child? Why the beginning of the yetzirah of a person has to be inside the womb? Why? Because otherwise it will be exposed to the air, and the exposure to air will kill the fetus, the child. Yeah, will kill it. And it has to be a good environment, good nutrition, warm, good nutrition in order to grow. There was nothing further away from that than Mitzrayim. You know. In Egypt, no one was interested that Klal Yisrael should grow, and they were not interested to provide any environment of growth. So why do Chazal bring this very strange dogma that it's ke'ubo b'mei imoy? No, it's not ke'ubo b'mei imoy. It's not. No, ke'ubo b'mei imoy has a good time. Eh? Meet neni yachi kedem, the way Yehov says. It's the best time. It was the best time. Yeah? And there in Mitzrayim, it was nothing but gewaldig, you know? So schrecklich. So why is that the Uber can be a Kuba Meimoy? Why? So I want to show you that with a certain understanding. What is the purpose, or what is a tafkit, the work of a aim, of a mother? So I know people which are married and everyone, before when you are sitting between men, you very much like to do that and you say certain things which are for sure true, and Sforim say that, but there is more to it. You say in a very easy way, you know, the man gives the tzura and she gives the choyma. That makes you feel good, that's right. You're giving the abstract guidance and she will make it happen. You know, that's what you hear once in a while, you know. You heard that once. I don't know how you communicate with your children. Are you writing letters home and say, I think that this and this principle should be activated in the next month, and you put a letter into the letterbox and then you go away? That's what you interact. You give a tzura. You feel very good with that. You know, as a man, you feel very good. I am the tzura. She's the chaymer. I am the tzura. Very nice, yeah? But I don't know. Or you communicate with your children that you have a hole in the wall and you scream through the hole and say, I think you have to do this. Yeah? And then that's what you do. And then afterwards, your wife will do what you told her. That's the way you do. I didn't do it. When I was home, I took my children, took my hand, patch! That's what I did, you know. Tzure, Chaymer, was willst du von mir? But there are not many. It's only you are the Tzure, and she's the Chaymer. You have no interaction with your children. You have no. You do not educate them. You do not deal with them. You only are there in order to give some abstract guidelines. You are happy with that. How many times did you hear that, you know? Ain't so. How many times did you tell that to people, you know? Ageful! You know, endless times to say, the man gives the abstract, and then, no abstract in that, you know. No, was he? No. There's another thing to it, too. You know, of course it's saying, as far as say that, you know. But there's another thing to it, you know. A mother is working for the future. A father is working for the now. When you teach your children Olaf Beis, you want them to understand now. When a mother is pregnant, she doesn't want it now. She wants it because there will be a later. And when she is Meshadlosoi Bidvori, she makes him that he should go to the Cheder. But she isn't teaching him. She makes that something will be. The mental approach, the picture, the direction of a mother is towards the future. The direction of a father is towards the hoive, towards the now. You know, you want to have it now. Yeah. Of course you have it now with a cheshbon in head. But be'etzim, your interaction is for now. You want that your child should now know the Tosfos. Not in another 5 years. Now he should know what he has to know. Yeah? Okay? So that's the difference between the father and the mother. A mother is always towards the future. That's what the mother is. That's the job of the mother. So in that sense, there was no better mother than Mitzrayim, the best one. Yeah? Because Mitzrayim, the mother of Mitzrayim, that means that Mitzrayim instilled in the Klal Yisrael this approach towards the future. They were living only with the future. They didn't have any hoive, any gegenwart, how do you call that? Present. They didn't have any present. Yeah, there was no. There was no there. There was no presence there. The now was not existing because it was shibud. It was terrible. There was nothing to dwell on that in the now and here. It was all towards the future. Klal Yisrael learned that in Mitzrayim, that they were able to live with the future. That's right. They were able to live in the future. They had a future in there, and they didn't lose that. This future was for them alive. That was their emunah. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu comes and speaks to the Klal Yisrael, he speaks in a way of future. Eke asher eke. That's right. That's a future. He tells them there will be something. There will be geula. There will be something. That's the way. That was the point of the beginning of the building of Klal Yisrael. The beginning of the building of Klal Yisrael was this approach that you are future oriented. You don't live with the now. You urge for something. You want something to be. Yeah? That afterwards turned over into a disease by Jewish people, you know. Jewish people, they have this disease going on with them. But they're always for the future. They're never for the... In every single Greenpeace thing or in every single, you know, all the organizations, you always, they're all Jewish people there, you know, that they want to... That's a Maimara Muskel. We'll speak about that perhaps once. Yeah. But they're always, that's a Jewish thing, you know. And you're not happy with the Hoive, you know. You have to do something. But that's the beginning of Klal Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael lives with the future. Yeah? Okay? Now, Klal Yisrael lives with the future. That was in a sense of the Klal Yisrael. Now, in your building of your Kedusha, it's the same thing. The first step of Rikus HaMachshove needs that you are urging or shayev to clarify a problem. You are living with that future. It has to be something which is really on your mind, that you want to have clarity, understanding, hasoge, whatever. You want to have that more with you. There is a certain approach in the beginning of Rikus HaMachshove, which means that you have an approach to this Ruchnis, which is, there will be something. I want it to be. I want to be something. That's what it's called, she'ife. But that's a she'ife, you know, that I hate the word she'ife. But that's the reason why I hate it. Because today she'ifes are taken out from that inner space where they should have to be. That you want to clarify the thing. And you make it to an outer thing which has no sense. I am shayev to be a Rosh Hashiva. Lo mumlatz. I'm shayev to be have a shtele. I'm shayev to. So that's to take out this Kodesh HaKadoshim and make from that very, very fake money, you know? Counterfeit money you make from that. No. No. Shayevus is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because Shayevus means that you have a chayfetz. You have a urge. That there should be something. Yeah? There should be something there. It should be a pshat. It should be a clarity. That is the first step within your building your kedusha. Whenever that's lacking, that's very bad. I assume that I don't speak to people which that's lacking, because normally when you, this is the inner core of your life is that. That's the inner core. I don't know whether you speak French. No, there was a French thinker, a Jew. Which he coined that word, you call that élan vital. And that's like a life force, you know? It's like a life force from inside, you know, it stoops you, it pushes you. That is this urge. When that's lacking, you are dead. Once in a while you are dead, that's right. That's like, it's that, then you need Chiyas HaMeisim, because once in a while it's the Meisim are so bad that in a certain way you say it's really not, nothing is really interesting. So, I assume that you are younger, and by young people, this life is more there, you know, it's more natural, you know, like a young boy, you know, he's full with energy. When you're older, you know, my age or something like this, once in a while you meet days where this is really bad, you know, just you still say Vadim for Stetzer, and you say Gutschwusen, that has nothing to do with it, you know. But it's not really, you're not really into it, and that's very bad. You need Trias Amesim then, because I won't speak now about that, only that is like Trias Amesim. Because when that's lacking, say, it's really nothing on my mind. What's on your mind now? No, God. Yeah. Tell me perhaps something, I will think about that, you know. No. Now what's on your mind? What are you urging for? Where is your Geule? Where is your Eke Asher Eke? Where is that? Nothing there. It's Nishto. So that's very bad. Then you need Trias HaMeisim. Yeah? But I don't speak now about that. Only I want you to show you this is the core point of concentration. There's a core to the concentration. Yeah? And you want to build your Kedusha around that urge. Because you want to build up. You want to reach clarity. You want to reach understanding or whatever it is. Yeah? You want to reach that broadening of the concept or whatever you're urging for. But it has to be something which is really on your mind. It's like Klal Yisrael, which the beginning of Kedusha in Shmoyis Vo'eiro, yeah, was that Klal Yisrael was alive through their emunah, in the future. The emunah was in the future. Yeah? Through their emunah in the future, they were alive. Yeah? And the same thing is you. Your life, that you are alive in your ruchnis, that is that you are urging for something. So when that's lacking, one needs to treat that. That's not my inyan now. Perhaps I'll speak about that. It depends on my matzav ruach, you know. But you need that. But I assume that's there. And now you have something which is really interesting for you, and you really want to have it. And now what you do? Now you have to begin to think in a way that you are concentrated. And nothing really. It's lav tafke, a thing which has to be pshat in toises or something. This can be something you want to be misspoiling on it. We'll speak about that next time. Something, you know. In the Bria something, or Belodom Chaveiroi, or whatever it is. You can be misspoiling on everything, you know. But it's not love tafka luna, but now you have something which you really want. This takes me, I want to think about that. Now you think, what you do. And now you have the problem that you are dealing with broken vessels. You are broken in that. That's what Anatol Hirt says, that your head has a nature which is not concentrated. What shall I do? Okay, you have an urge, and you want to have something, but now you use your brain, but the brain is built in a way which the brain always wanders, always goes away. Look, he says, Oyd inyan echod yesh, v'hu shetzorich odom lahasmit barayoyna b'inyan aruchnim. He has to be always on one thing when he wants to think about the ruchnis. V'leyafsik b'hem rayen acher, and there's no hefsik, concentration, you call that. Then you can really live in a ruchnisik world. The Berolim made the world, the moyach of the man like this. Always your head always turns over into another thing. Minyan leading, yeah? And now he says, "V'tomid yifseku hamemshech hayenoyse v'toyvim al de rayen zar amafsik beineyam. V'ine rayen amafsik nikra b'shem cheref shechoyt yog mafsik rayenoysof umafri beineyam." Yeah, you're cutting the thing. Now that's your teva. Your teva is that your head is not concentrated. What shall I do? Now you never can combat teva. You can't do that. You can't come and say, no, I'll be stronger than my teva, and you take together all your muscles and you do something. This is a very bad idea. Definitely a bad idea for your head. We'll speak about that next time. But it's a definitely bad idea. You can't do that. You can't. You should not. Because you have to work with your nature. With your nature. Okay? That's what you have to do. You have to work with your nature, not against your nature. Bifrat. You have always to work with your nature. But my nature is that I'm not concentrated. You have to understand that. It's like we are picturing, perhaps that's not fair, not good, but we are picturing like two women have a chat in the middle of a shuk, you know. That's the way you work, your head works. You know, you say, I was yesterday in the shuk and I bought fish. When I make fish, my children don't like it. Now, my children, they don't like another thing, you know. But this other thing that I had to go to America and I ordered it from America. When I was in America, that's the teva of your head. Your head is built like this. That's nature. Naturally, it works like this. All the time goes around. That's the teva. Now, so what shall we do? But we have to concentrate. But you can't combat that. You can't get rid of that. Because always the head is mafsik and turns over. And is mafsik and turns over. So now this is the point. And now you see this is the point where Rikus HaMachshava is a life thing. It's not a linear thing. It's a life thing. You have to teach yourself that you are changing your machshavas, but always around that urge. You're turning around that. You're turning around. So that is the connection what we had last time by the Simcha. By the Simcha, the Simcha is that you see all different kind of aspects, But Rikus HaMachshov is built on that. Rikus HaMachshov is that you are teaching yourself that your head, Omnam, wanders, but it wanders around the point, around that Libei Chofetz. But when there is no Libei Chofetz, you can't help. It will make like this. It will go away. When you don't have anything which is really on your mind, which really you have an urge to clarify it, then your head will go away. Because that's the nature of the head. He'll go away. He'll go and disappear. But when you have something which is interesting for you, then you can teach your head that the Omnam goes away, but it only goes away around. It turns around in a circle. Around that Inyan. We'll speak about that next time. Yeah? But that is the klal of Rikus HaMachshava. That's the way Rikus HaMachshava is built. It's nothing to do really with the learning. The learning will have a benefit out of it. But we are not teaching ourselves how to learn a Gemara now. We are teaching ourselves how to utilize this thing over here, you know. You have a brain and you have something in there. And this something which is in there you can use in the right way. So when you try to be metzamtzem that and say, I only think about one thing and that's it. You know, from one side, you are fighting your teva. You will be not matzliach. It will not go. You have to go with your teva, with your nature. You go with your nature, that means you have to turn around. But when I turn around, I won't be concentrated. That's the point. You turn around and are concentrated because you are turning around the one nekude, the one topic you want to clarify. The whole time you go around. That's called Rikus HaMachshava. And then, the Rikus HaMachshava is a lively thing. Nothing to do with Miut HaChayim. It's not that you are metzamtzim yourself or things like this. No. It's Gishmak. It's the whole Chiyus there. It's a live thing, you know? It's a whole Chiyus. But it's a thing which turns around this one Nekud. Yeah? You turn around. That's what we will go and speak the next time. How to do that, what to do. You have to try to do it a little bit. You take a topic and to try, whatever topic it is, why do you have two eyes in front, you know? Why not, you know? Or whatever. What these people, the Gedolei Musar thought about everything, you know? Everything in the world, whatever you want. You can't be misbehaving on everything. You can also think in learning, but it's not the point of learning. I don't want to make you learn. I want to make you think. But you think in a concentrated way. So that... What is means concentration? This turning around one point. We'll speak about that next time. Yeah, we'll speak further next time. Going with Kabbalah and doing things together. But I think for the beginning, that's a very good opening. And there you see, that's our work in Shavuot. There we are in line with these weeks of Shavuot because we also build a world of Kedusha by us. Yeah, it's not through these big things. Which you call, you know, you do all this, whatever it is, you know, Dvorim Mekubolim, and as you say Sheamus or whatever it is. No, that's a good thing. That's not a good thing. I don't know. That's a good thing because that depends on your heritage. But the heritage in Yeshivas was definitely that you were trying to think in a concentrated way. Rikus HaMachshava. So I think that is our work. That's what we'll do for the next few weeks, and you will see that your span of concentration will grow. I give achrayas. When you do the work, then from half a minute, you'll go up to 5-10 minutes without any problem, without any lachats. There's no lachats, no pressure, nothing. It's gurnished. Telo lachutz, not that you're pressurizing yourself, gurnished. It's very relaxed, very good, but you are concentrated within your head. Yeah? So that's what we'll try to do the next few weeks. Adkan.